the story behind the ham pilot who is retracing Amelia Earhart's final flight around the world using ham radio en route in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with the June 10th rain report. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke with Brian Lloyd, WB6RQN, for an amateur radio newsline story. We thought you'd find his observations worthy of sharing with the RAIN audience. Lloyd is solo flying his single-engine plane named Spirit, commemorating the 80th anniversary of Amelia Earhart's attempt to fly around the world. Brian departed from Miami June 1st, exactly 80 years to the day that Earhart did.
My name is Brian Lloyd, and my call is WB6RQN, Whiskey Bravo 6, Romeo, Quebec, November, or Whiskey Before 6 is really quite nice. My father taught me to fly when I was 14 years old, and I started playing with radios at, I must have been about 3 or 4 years old. What I'm hoping to do is to raise awareness of the contributions of some of these aviation pioneers. People don't realize how much we owe to pioneers like Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart, Wiley Post, and those people who made aviation happen back in the early parts of aviation. What does amateur radio have to do with it? First off, anytime you cross the ocean in an aircraft, you are required to have HF communications. So no matter what you do, you've got HF. Being a ham, that means I can use that HF not only for communicating with air traffic control, but also with other hams. And of course, being a ham, I enjoy doing that. Yeah, as I'm traveling around the world, when I'm not using the HF for communicating with air traffic control, I'll have it on and I'll be using it to work people as I travel around the world. The rig in the aircraft is a Motorola MyCom 3. Which, in addition to being a 125-watt standard HF single sideband transceiver, includes ALE, or automatic link establishment. It's kind of a hybrid voice data mode where periodically the radio sounds. It runs through the bands and transmits a I am here, here's who I am message. And anyone who is also running ALE can receive that and records the fact that you were available at that frequency at that time. It's automatically probing the propagation and determining when and where and with whom you have potential communications. Making a contact with ALE is nothing more than entering the person's call sign, and the radio then figures out, oh, I can reach that person on this frequency, on this band. And it then digitally transmits a connection request, kind of like packet radio. But once it establishes the connection, it switches to a single sideband voice. So it's almost like dialing a telephone. So if I have ALE engaged in the aircraft and you have ALE and you pick up one of my soundings, all you need to do is type in link WB6RQN and boom, my radio rings on my headset just like telephone. I press a button to accept the call and we talk. And it does that automatically because it's been listening for soundings from other stations as other stations have been listening to soundings from me. And it automatically picks the band with the best signal to noise ratio. So you get the clearest voice communications. Interesting thing is we were running it this past week as I was going up to New York and back again. We were quite surprised at propagation it discovered that we didn't think was open. Computers will do dumb repetitive things like check the propagation, check the propagation, check the propagation, when we as human beings won't or can't because we just don't have the attention span. This is the beauty of ALE for amateur radio. It's going to be HF only simply because I don't have any room in the panel or room in the airplane or even weight margin to carry anything else. So no, I'm not going to be running 2 meters or 70 centimeter FM in the aircraft. It's strictly going to be HF. And it's mostly going to be ALE because it's just, you know, there's so much I'm doing in the airplane. People would think, you know, you're going to turn the autopilot on. You're going to be flying for 10 hours or 15 hours. You're just going to sit there with your feet up on the glare shield. Well, I don't really do that. One, I am communicating with air traffic control fairly regularly. I am making position reports, and I do have to keep track of my own position in case my automated navigation systems like GPS fail. And I have had GPS fail over the ocean before. I don't know why, but it does happen, which means when it does happen, or if it does happen, I have to be prepared to fall back to more traditional methods of navigation. So it's much easier for me to just have accept an ALE call from someone than it is for me to sit there and call CQ. My radio by sounding is essentially calling CQ. So that works better. But when I have the opportunity, I will come up on certain frequencies, call CQ and take calls. Mostly I'm going to be operating in the DX portions of 40 meters and 20 meters, 17 meters, maybe some 15 meters. It depends on band opening. And I may also be on 5 megahertz. ALE has a digital mode, kind of like packet radio, and I may operate that on 30 meters as well. My initial departure from Texas will be on the 31st of May. I will be flying to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I am attempting to do Amelia Earhart's flight all the way. She didn't quite make it, but I intend to do it all the way. She officially departed from the United States on June 1, 1937. So I am departing June 1, 2017, exactly 80 years after she did. That begins my flight, which then goes down through the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Dominica, Trinidad, Suriname, and Brazil. Once I get to Brazil, Natal in Brazil, I will go across the South Atlantic to Dakar, Senegal, on the west coast of Africa. From there, I proceed across the Sahara Desert, stopping in Chad and Sudan, and then across southeast Saudi Arabia to Oman. Then up to Pakistan, Karachi, Bombay, India, Bangladesh, Myanmar, I'll stop in Rangoon, Singapore, and then down through Indonesia. I've got a couple of stops in Indonesia before reaching Darwin, Australia.
You're listening to my conversation with Brian Lloyd, WB6RQN, who is commemorating the 80th year since Amelia Earhart's solo attempt to circle the globe in a single-engine plane. We'll conclude my conversation with Brian after I remind you this is The Rain Report, available at www.therainreport.com, at The Rain Report on Twitter, and via iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
From Darwin, Australia, Amelia Earhart proceeded to Papua New Guinea, headed for Howland Island. And I know there have been several de-expeditions to Howland Island, so that should be a name that is somewhat familiar to people. At Howland Island, she never arrived. Her HF direction finding evidently didn't work. She was unable to home in on the Coast Guard cutter Itasca, which was standing off of Howland Island to provide fuel for her to continue on to Hawaii. And after that leg, no one knows where she ended up. That's one of the great mysteries of the last century. People are still hunting for her. In any case, I've always wanted to see Australia, so I took a little liberty. I'm going to take a trip around Australia, going down to Alice Springs so I can see the outback, and then back to the East Coast and travel down the East Coast of Australia to Sydney before crossing over to New Zealand and spending a week to 10 days in New Zealand, which I've always wanted to do. From there, I will proceed to Fiji and then on to Hawaii. I may make a stop in Christmas Island, depending on winds and everything, to make sure I have sufficient fuel to safely make it all the way to Hawaii. I'm going to stop in Kauai and Oahu and then on to Hilo on the Big Island and then back to Oakland. From there, I'm going to go to Atchison, Kansas, which is Amelia Earhart's birthplace, and stop there to, again, to pay homage to her, before continuing to AirVenture 2017 at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And I'm going to arrive in Oshkosh on July 24th. That will be the end of my around-the-world flight. At that point, I will have crossed all of the meridians going around the world, and technically it will qualify as a circumnavigation. The overall flight time is approximately 1 month real time. You know, I'm always looking forward to the ham aspects. I love radio. Radio's in my blood. For me, radio is magic. We're able to project our voices to great distances with nothing connecting any in between. Kids like to talk about magic, but radio is magic made real. I am looking forward to using amateur radio all the way around. I'm hoping that other hams will try ALE and see how it works. The nice thing about it is if you operate digital modes now, Olivia or PSK31, and you have a sound card interface between your radio and your computer, you can pick up a copy of PCALE and install that, and you will be able to operate ALE, communicate with me that way. It's not hard to set up. It can be a little tricky for a newbie, but if you've done digital modes before, it's really pretty straightforward. There's a really good support group for ALE online. They have a map that automatically plots and logs ALE soundings, so you can go on there and see who's been detected, where, what frequency. It's kind of almost like an automatic DX spotter, or if you've ever used Whisper, the WSPR mode, you can see where the signals have been detected. The one thing that I will say about ALE and PCALE, there's a whole jargon that goes with it. Remember, ALE is a commercially developed system, and in fact, the military uses it. And as such, it has its own jargon that is maybe a little different than what you're used to in amateur radio. So the biggest problem I found with it is when they're talking to you, figuring out what they're saying. I recommend everybody, if you run digital modes, try PCALE and use it to try to contact me. You can track me directly. The web page is, all one word, projectameliaearhart.org. Again, projectameliaearhart.org, all one word. That website links to the Facebook page, which has the ongoing reports. Anytime I do anything or see anything, I post it to Facebook. I also have a satellite phone in the airplane, an Iridium phone. It will transmit position reports. I have it set to transmit position every 5 minutes. And so there is a real-time map on the website that you can see where I am as of the last 5 minutes. I hope to get a chance to work many of your listeners as I make my way around the world.
You've been listening to my interview with ham pilot Brian Lloyd, WB6RQN, who is attempting to circle the globe in memory of Amelia Earhart, who tried but failed 80 years ago. Brian is flying his 1979 Moody airplane he modified to carry an additional 150 gallons more fuel. He has also equipped his single-engine plane with modern navigation equipment, HF radio, and satellite communications. Brian hopes to complete his journey landing at the Experimental Aircraft Association annual aircraft show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on July 24th. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now, for everyone connected with the Rain Report, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, wishing Brian a safe journey and bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, available on the web at www.therainreport.com, on Twitter at The Rain Report, and somewhere in iTunes. 73, and keep on hamming.